Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, and, of course, William Ramo. What's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's up, Will? How's it going?
Hey, I'm doing all right, man. You know what time it is, right?
Yep. Football time.
Football time. Any case, man. Yeah, man, it's football season now, man. You know, we're gonna kick off with some Jets. Then we're going to, we're going to preview the Cowboys and Giants game coming later tonight. Then we're going to talk about what's going on in MLB with the locals, as both the New York teams, the Mets and the Yankees, both won today.
Yep.
In dramatic fashion. We'll talk about that in a few minutes after that. Then, you know, we'll give a little NBA news. And, you know, as usual, we're going to talk a little sports entertainment, a little WWE, you know the deal, folks. Of course, you know the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to talk sports entertainment and everything else. You guys know the deal. And Are you ready for some football? That's
I'm
what
ready.
I have to say. Yeah. Okay. All right, man. Let's kick off with some Jets. And of course, this was of course the start and the debut of Geno Smith. You know, the prize player they drafted in the second round, which they were thinking about drafting in the first before they picked D. Milner. And, you know, Geno Smith, you know, he played all right. You know, he threw a seven-yard pass to Kellen Winslow for the, you know, which, you know, basically, you know, at that point, you know, got them closer into the game.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Jets also forced the safety. And the most important thing is Nick Folk. You know, he had a great game today kicking, including the game winner, a 45-yarder with 15 seconds left to go as the Jets came back from behind and beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and spoiled Darrelle Revis' return against his former team.
Yeah. It was the Buccaneers were sloppy in the beginning there. They had, like, what, three delayed games, and what's his name? Josh Freeman had some communication problems with his headset. They played a sloppy game today and made a lot of mistakes,
yep.
And especially at that end when Geno Smith was going out of bounds, when time was running down, and I forgot which player put, you know, gave him a late hit, but
mm-hmm.
that cost the Buccaneers a game right there.
Yeah, a foolish penalty, which, of course, led, you know, to, you know, Jets coming back courtesy
yep.
of the Nick Folk, you know, game-winning kick with 15 seconds left in the game.
Right.
So,
and,
you know,
I mean, a lot of mistakes that cost them the game today. I mean, you know, they played a sloppy, sloppy game. That was one of the sloppiest games I've ever seen. But the Jets, they did a good job. I mean, Jets defense played really good today.
Right. Definitely, absolutely. You know, they had to step up. You know, Revis on the other side. You know, they gotta, you know, prove the naysayers wrong, because a lot of people picked them to be last defensively, you know, this year. So.
Definitely.
It's a good start for them so far.
Definitely. And Geno Smith played well. He played well for his debut.
Yep. And
hopefully he can keep the starting job.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he threw, like I mentioned, he threw for that touchdown to Winslow, his first of his career, his young NFL career. So congratulations to him.
Yep.
And he, of course, you know, he did also throw an interception, so...
Yeah.
You know, all in all, a good, you know, a good day for him. And, you know, just got the win, most importantly. So.
Yeah, definitely.
So, with that, J-E-T-S, Jets. But,
yeah, 1-0.
Yeah, 1-0. Break them up.
Yep.
But let's shift gears to your team, the Giants, as you know, they're going, you know, they're gonna face their rival, of course, the Dallas Cowboys.
Yep, big Sunday night game on NBC. Giants go down to AT&T Park, play the Cowboys, where they're 4-0 all time. So they love playing down there in Texas in that stadium, and Dallas Cowboys are 6-0 in their season openers against the Giants. So
something's got to give today.
Yeah, something's got to give. So hopefully my boys, the Giants, win tonight. But it's going to be a good game.
Oh, yeah. Another should be another epic game, you know, between Eli Manning and Tony Romo.
Yeah, Victor Cruz hopefully will play tonight. And here, Jason Pierre-Paul, JPP, hopefully will be played tonight also, because they've been questionable with some minor injuries this past week.
And I know you're ready to hop on a plane right after this and hand over Victor Cruz some some dancing shoes, you know, because, you know, he might need it tonight.
Oh, yeah. Do that salsa. Hopefully we see a lot of those dances tonight.
How do you feel if you see him dance so many times that you even get bored watching?
Trust me, I'll never get bored watching that. Never. It's going to be a fun game. You know, I expect it to be a defensive battle tonight, but they've had some high-scoring games in the past at that stadium, so.
Oh, yeah.
You go either way.
Yeah, both two really highly touted quarterbacks. One who's in Eli Manning, who, you know, exceeded expectations and, brought the Super Bowl twice, New York, New Jersey, while Tony Romo, you know, a guy who's, you know, great in the regular season, but, you know, he just hasn't gotten it done, you know, in the playoffs. And that's, you know, for him, unfortunately for him, that's his legacy that he's going to have to live with until he, you know, he gets over the hump and brings the title back to, you know, Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
So it should definitely be an interesting game to watch for sure.
Yeah, can't wait.
And let's shift gears to the Yankees. You know, Yankees. These last couple of days, other than today, you know, Yankees have been on a scoring barrage. You know, they scored like at least eight runs like the prior to today. You know, eight runs in a row. But unfortunately, the Yankees haven't been pitching lately before today. And Yankees lost all three of those games for the first time in their history. And unfortunately for them, it's against, you know, their rival, you know, the Boston Red Sox. So that's, you know, also, you know, add a lot of fuel to the fire. But luckily for them, you know, they, you know, Mariano did blow a save again today, but Ichiro got the game-winning bases-loaded walk, so he, you know, they won.
Yeah, I mean, after allowing, they allowed 34 runs to the Red Sox the first three games of this series, and today, you know, Kuroda, you know, our ace right now, pitched really good, and we only allowed three runs, and we did get that winning run from Ichiro Suzuki to salvage his final game. But it wasn't a good several games against the Red Sox this week. I mean, bad pitching by our bullpen, and our offense has been great. I mean,
yeah.
But the bullpen, you know, they look tired right now.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, you know, down this stretch, you know, they could, you know, redeem themselves and pitch good again, because we're trying to make the playoffs here. And if our bullpen doesn't pitch good, then we could say sayonara to the playoffs.
Oh, for sure, yeah. You ain't lying. You're not lying at all. And you guys would have been really out of the playoff, the wild card race, if Tampa Bay wasn't losing, lately, too.
Yeah, it's a good thing that these teams in front of us, you know, aren't running away with it. So that's helping us a little bit.
And
if we could at least get one more wild card spot, that'll help us out.
Yeah, you got to be in it to win it, as the cliche goes.
Yeah, and my boy Jeter, you know, he's been injury. I mean, since coming back with an injury, you know, it looks like he's still banged up. You know, I don't know what's going on, but
yeah,
I hope this isn't a career-threatening injury, you know?
Yeah, I hope not, too. But, you know, he injured himself yesterday. You know, he re-injured the same injury that took him out of, you know, the postseason last year.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's something to be very concerned as, you know, to be concerned with, you know.
Yeah, it is.
Pretty sure what were you saying? I'm sorry, the phone kind of broke up.
So we'll see what happens. I mean, hopefully he comes back, but, you know, hopefully this doesn't, like, become, you know, an injury that plagues him for the rest of his career, which is coming down to an end soon.
Yeah, you're right about that. And another thing you should be concerned about is, you know, the great Mariano Rivera, man. This is like, what, his seventh blown save, and he's blown at least two or three in a row lately.
Yeah, well, you know, it is his last season, but, yeah, I mean, maybe he's lost something. I don't know, or it's, well, you know, hopefully, you know, he'll end the season out with a bang, go out with a bang, but, yeah. I mean, seeing him blown six saves is not good, but, you know, it is his last season, so, you know, we're going to have to go with some of the younger guys now in the future with Dave Robinson, so.
And I don't know what you're saying.
But despite that, I mean, Mo is still our closer right now, so we got to stick with him.
Oh, of course, yeah. There's no way, you know, you're going to take this guy out. I mean, this guy is the all-time great closer, you know. Not only in your franchise, but of all time. So you gotta ride with him, you know.
Yep.
Till he hangs it up. I'm pretty sure you heard about this. Joe Girardi was asked by a reporter, you know, that has he talked to Mariano about, you know, coming back, you know, at least for next year. And apparently, you know, Girardi is, you know, considering doing that. What would you do if you were Girardi?
Yeah, hey, if Mo wants to come back for next season, bring him. I mean, I think Mo still has some gas in the tank. I think he is still close, so I would love that.
I agree with you with that, but I think he's, you know, he's done, man. I think, you know he had the whole farewell presentations. You know, throughout all the ballparks. I think he really means business when he says, you know, he's hanging it up. Unlike, you know, Clemens and Pettit, you know, every year, you know, they're like the baseball version of Brett Favre. You know, maybe I'm coming back. Okay. You know, I'm retired. And then around, you know, before the season starts, you know what? I think I got the itch. I'm coming back.
Yeah.
You know,
if Mo wants to come back, hey, I'm not going to complain and shit.
Well, yeah, of course you're not going to complain, but, you know, but I think he means business when he say he's retiring. Because, you know, he had the whole farewell speeches and, you know, he just seems like, you know, he wants to go out, you know, his way.
True, yeah.
While he's still productive, even though he's, you know, going through probably statistically his worst season of his career.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's not bad, I mean, other than the saves. I mean, he's just, you know, he's just not Mo anymore.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see.
And shifting gears to the Mets. Mets have, you know, they've been playing these last couple of games in Cleveland Friday night. They lost to their former Met prospect, of course. I'm talking about Scott Kazmir, who they got rid of in 04 for Victor Zambrano, obviously a horrible trade.
Yeah.
The guy only lasted a year and a half with the team and really didn't amount to anything with the Mets. But Wheeler, he pitched, you know, the future and the present with the Mets. You know, he faced Kazmir, and you know, he didn't pitch that bad, but Kazmir, man, he was ready to go. He's been waiting for this start for practically his whole career.
Yeah,
and he dominated the Mets for six innings, 12 strikeouts. I don't even remember. I don't even think he walked anybody. I mean, this guy was. Man, this is the reason why Mitch drafted him, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
And last year, I don't even think he made it to the big leagues. And as you remember, the last time he pitched well was when that AL League Championship year of the Rays.
Right, right.
When he took them to the postseason, to the World Series, but they lost to the Phillies, of course.
Right.
And after that, he signed a huge contract with the Angels. And when he went to the Angels, you know, he didn't pitch all that well. and then he got released. And I was thinking, you know, Mets should have, you know, picked him up. But, you know, instead he signed with the Indians, and he's having a pretty decent year. You know, he's 8-7, you know, and a lefty too. I mean, well, he's going to be a free agent after this year. So hopefully, you know, with the Harvey potentially, you know, worst case scenario and the more realistic scenario, he's going to be out for the entire year next year. So, which I'm hoping it's not the case. Hopefully Harvey, you know, won't need the surgery and he'll heal by himself. But in any case, I'm just hoping either way, you know, Mets, you know, we'll go after Krasimir and give him a contract, let him finally debut as a Met.
Yeah, that'd be good to see.
And then, let me see, Saturday, Mets just, whatchamacallit, Jonathan Neese, he pitched against his home state team. I think that might have been the team he grew up rooting for, if I'm not mistaken, the Indians. And he must have got starstruck. He must have thought he saw Alomar Sandy Alomar was in the dugout on the other side, you know, for the Indians. Maybe he got starstruck. Maybe he thought he was going to see Alomar and Vizquel, because for the first time in a long time, Neese did not have it at all yesterday. He got his butt kicked. And of course, the Mets would fall by the final score of 8-1, I think it was, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
And then today, let me see. Oh, Matsuzaka, he actually finally pitched well for the Mets. You know, he went 5 2/3, struck out, I think, between 6 and 8 batters. And he couldn't get that last out. And he loaded the bases, and they brought in Vic Black, who the Mets recently got in the Bird and Buck trade. So he hit I think Cabrera with the bases loaded to tie the run, because up until that point Mets was leading 1-0 because Justin Turner hit his his second home run of the year. So basically Mets had briefly had a 1-0 lead. It was tied, and then in the late innings, Frank Francisco, the former closer of the Mets last year, but he's been, down in the minors, injured, and, you know, there's a lot of reports that basically he didn't rush to come back. He was healthier, but, you know, he really didn't really care about coming back. He was getting paid like $5 million.
Right.
So he didn't really care about coming back. So those rumors that Mets might have cut him before they activate him, but Mets brought him in. You know, he pitched his inning of work, and Mets came back thanks to Eric Young Jr. He knocked in an RBI single, I believe in the 10th, top of the 10th, and Troy Hawkins got the save, and basically, you know, that's a Mets win. Mets salvage a win in Cleveland.
This is the Mets.
Yep, it's about time, you know.
Definitely. And I don't mean to interrupt you, but we do have a call on the line. Do you want to take that real quick?
Oh, sure. Hey, hello, caller. What's up?
Hey, caller.
Hi, you guys. I waited on the line for 15 hours, but it was well worth it.
Sorry
about that. What's going on?
It's okay. I'm fine. And you guys? Let's
good.
Talk wrestling.
And, let's talk about that. Well, before that, J.R. Smith, he got suspended 5 games for substance abuse, which most likely he smoked some weed.
Yeah.
But let's
that
get on
my
to no update
and
for
the
him
cat
yet.
From Alice in Wonderland who smoked opium.
No, I think that was a caterpillar. But,
Cat, caterpillar, same difference.
But yeah, let's get to wrestling right here. You know, the most popular guy, you know, in WWE right now is of course Daniel Bryan, and they're continuing, the Orton versus the Orton and the New Corporation versus Daniel Bryan, and basically as of right now,
are you talking about the Shield?
Well, I mean, the Shield is part of the corporation. They're basically like they're unofficial bodyguards, basically.
Yeah, they're helping
of
out
Orton, of Orton and Triple H and the McMahons.
Yep.
Oh.
And basically, Big Show, he's coming off at like a weakling, man. Yeah, because he's crying.
It's a weak show.
Because yeah. this guy's 7'2", 500 pounds, and he's crying in the ring. You know, he don't want to hit Daniel Bryan when just a couple of months ago, you know, they had a feud, basically. You know, and not to mention,
we have commercials finally on the show.
Yeah, it's about time, you know. And what was I saying? As you remember, Big Show didn't have a problem facing Daniel Bryan when Daniel Bryan cashed in the Money in the Bank against him like about a year ago.
Nice.
And now Big Show is coming off like a little crybaby. He don't want to hit him. And then, of course, at the end of Raw, he knocked out Daniel Bryan because basically Triple H and the McMahons made him do it. And Big Show is just coming off like that's why I never like Big Show as a good guy. Because Big Show is a good guy, you know, it's just a waste of time.
Crybaby.
You can't take him seriously. I mean...
Yeah.
He's a horrible face.
Yes.
As a villain, I mean, that's basically what he's best suited for.
Yep. I agree with you.
He's dominant. He knocks people out. He choke slams them. I mean, he's fearless.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's like he's like the exact opposite of a typical heel in wrestling. Like when a heel, when a wrestler's a heel. They're more power. They attack people from behind. You know, they do. You know, like Ric Flair. You know, they do like trick. You know, they do tricks to while the referee's not looking to win the match.
Exactly.
And then when you're a good guy, you're more fearless. You fight. But when Big Show's with Big Show, it's like the exact opposite. When he's a good guy, he's a coward. He's a wuss. And then when he's a bad guy, he's fearless. He'll face anybody. It's like...
Yeah, intimidating.
Exactly. It's like, what are they doing with him? It just doesn't make any sense how they're using him as a good guy.
Let me guess. Yeah. They have Rey Mysterio pick up the Big Show and talk about the real.
I wouldn't be surprised. But Rey Mysterio, he's been hurt for a while. Apparently, he should be coming back soon, but...
And
there's rumors that he might. Oh, what were you gonna say? Hello.
I said that would take a lot of steroids.
There's some rumors that Rey Mysterio did take them, but I mean, who knows?
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of these athletes are taking some type of supplement.
Who's that jumping at the sky?
Oh yeah, that old school of.
They don't have that
Rey
song
Mysterio
no more.
No, he don't. He has that Booyaka Booyaka 619 song.
That's still an old one, too.
Yeah, he's had that song for, like, I don't know, 5 years or so, or close to it. What
yeah.
were you going to say?
What injury does he have?
I forgot. Him and Sicaro is like, always injured. But Sicaro
I learned yesterday from SC Scoops that Rey Mysterio had his first period.
Well,
he was a late bloomer.
He'll return. He'll get his soul sorted that out and come back and perform for his fans. I'm trying to think what else. What else happened on Raw? SmackDown. Daniel Bryan defeated Seth Rollins of the Shield, and of course at the end he got attacked by Randy Orton again.
Right.
And looks like AJ is for. Has,
well,
like,
when
his,
is when is Randy Orton finally gonna listen to the voices of his head and change his theme song?
I don't know. I don't know when he's gonna listen. He up until now he listens to the voices in his head, but he hasn't listened to that advice thus far. I guess we'll find out.
But right now he's the guy that's carrying the company, so
he's the face of the company, even though.
Oh yeah, remember they were saying Daniel Bryan is not the face of the company.
Yep.
Because he has the Santa Claus beard.
Well, in the eyes of the fans, Daniel Bryan is the official champion, even though,
yeah.
You know, what I mean, Randy Orton cashing in on Daniel Bryan is, you know, it's legal, it's, you know, fine. I mean, Daniel, like I said, Daniel Bryan cashed in on Big Show, so it's legal, but it's just that, you know, Triple H had to interfere and turn heel and basically give Orton the title. That's
right.
You know,
that wasn't fair. Is Triple H now Randy Orton's girlfriend? Because he's giving him cars and stuff, giving him Escalade and all these things.
Now what? What happened? What?
I said, is Triple H and Randy Orton boyfriend and girlfriend? Because Triple H brought him an Escalade.
Who knows? I mean, they were in a cool evolution.
What did Randy Orton have to do to get that Escalade?
I don't know. But
I don't want to imagine.
I don't know. I don't want to know either. You know, I don't think WWE is going to reveal to that because, you know, it's not the Attitude Era. This is the PG era. So they're not going to reveal.
Yeah. I don't want that picture or that voice in my head.
No, thank you. But with that, you know, any last words you guys would like to say?
Nope.
The mid-season finale of the Divas show on E! Tonight.
Oh, no, it's one episode away from the mid-season finale.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah. And,
hey. See you guys.
All right, thank you. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Yay.
This show.